Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. It has been truly a while since we've gotten together. Today, our lesson will be called Faith, the Size of a Mustard Seed. We will be reading from Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 through 21, and it reads as follows. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" This is talking about an evil spirit. And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Wow, that was a power-packed reading of scriptures there. Jesus uses the size of a mustard seed to relay a spiritual truth that if we would just grasp hold of, we can be mighty warriors in the army of God. Jesus was saying, hey, even though that mustard seed is one of the smallest seed known to man, when it grows up, it is one of the largest herb trees around. So if we would simply have faith in God, and once we have that faith in God, we can grow our faith. That's simply what he was saying here, is that that seed starts out small. And that's what it is when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That seed is small. But when we nurture and grow that seed, we can be something to be reckoned with. Not because of any of our strength, but we know the source of our strength. And that's the key thing about faith. We need to have faith in God. Know the object that we have our faith in, and when we are assured of that, we can trust it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I like what Jesus says here. He said, "But you can say unto this mountain, be ye removed." Folks, there's going to be mountains in your life, things that looks like you just cannot conquer. But Jesus Christ said, have faith the size of a mustard seed. Because if you do, when you say unto your mountain, whatever that mountain is, be ye removed, it has to be removed. Jesus also goes on to say in that 24th verse, it says, "Howbeit, this kind goeth out but by prayer and fasting." There are going to be those tough things in our life that's going to be look like it's impossible to move. But I tell you, when you give yourself over to prayer and when you give yourself over to fasting, you can see God work mightily in your life. Now, when we pray and fast, it's not us trying to tempt or get God to do something that he wasn't going to do. But prayer and fasting gets us into a place where we have to fully rely on him. And that is no better place to be when we're relying on him. You know, in these day and times with the economy, people losing their jobs, you know, the Bible tells us the just shall live by faith. We are in those times right now where we have to solely trust in Jesus. And when we do that, we know everything's going to be all right. But whatever your mountain is today, Christian, I want to encourage you, have faith. Continue to trust in what Jesus Christ has already done, and know this, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, "For when I'm weak, then am I strong. I'm weak in my own abilities, but I'm strong in the Lord." Put your faith in him, and no matter whatever your mountain is, say unto that mountain, be ye removed.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.